you didn't know that you were right for me, then there's nothing I can say. Tried to call you out to spend some time to see, but somebody's in your way. I'll be the one if you don't care about me. Making love to myself, back on my beat.
Hey y'all, you're here with a concept and you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We just heard Party for One from Carly Rae Jepsen and Better Than Me from Blood Orange. What are your thoughts on that first song, Gerard?
Yeah, well, also I'm Gerard. And you're Lily.
That's
true. And I don't think we're on. Our mic's on.
Hello. Yeah, our mics are on.
Okay, that's cool.
I think our headphones might not be on.
Yeah.
But anyways, I see our voices on the radio.
Beautiful.
We have a cool little visualizer here for all y'all listening. Anyway.
Yeah. Lily, like, knows what's up in the studio. She knows the tech.
Here, see, now if I turn us off. We're back on. You can see our voices.
Yes. Okay, cool.
Anyway.
Yeah, so today was a really big day for me. Because Carly Rae Jepsen released her single Party for One after like a couple years having like not released new music. Yeah, and it's great. I mean, it's not my favorite song from her, but like it's really good. It's a banger. Yeah. And then we also heard Better Than Me from Blood Orange, which actually features Carly Rae Jepsen. Yeah. Cool. How was your week, Lily?
It was pretty good. I was very productive today. I did most of my physics homework, which is good.
That's awesome. That's like a huge relief.
Yeah. I don't know. Good. This weekend's gonna be fun. I have a lot of work to do, but that'll be fine, and I'll do it.
Yeah. That's the attitude. That's the way to live. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool. Nice. I don't really have like too much to say.
No, we're just gonna play music tonight.
Yeah. We've got some like good stuff coming up. We have some Arcade Fire.
Oof.
Yeah. Yeah, you were just talking about how you've been listening to The Suburbs a lot. And I really love that album.
Yeah.
I've been listening to that album in a really long time.
Suburbs is so good.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so we're gonna play Sprawl 2.
Nice.
Mountains Beyond Mountains. Yeah.
These days my life, I feel it has no purpose. Yo, now you gonna storm me from the top. Listen, shout out Harlem, man. Shout out ASAP Rocky, man. Aug in the building, man. What's good? Is that potato salad? Yo, listen. Niggas give me the cold shoulder. I can speak for myself. So I keep a hot waist and alligator the belt. Ain't got a belt with the holster. I ain't playing games, but got some little niggas who would do it. So I pass the controller. You can press the next out. Triangle your nose. Pause your life if you squares. Try to mess with my O's. Whoa. So cut the crap like shit barbers. Cause we really with the beef like cars of the gay fathers. Nigga, we get dollars. Give them the bin baller. Exchange for them chains. I saw shiny with thick water. I got back pains. Neck heavy like whipped cream, I whip clean. And they all white, I whip cream. And cop boards and I draw a stick, I whip cream. And cop cribs, I got more space than big jeans. Y'all sleeping on me. Explain why they got shit dreams. I'm alien, got the laser gun with the big beam. Married to the money, my bitch green. No, I don't sit lean, but riding around the rockets like yeah, I mean. Y'all niggas weak. They thought I was goofy and all mouses. Double see my luggage and fill them with comb blouses. Y'all cop kush, my nigga, I cop houses and fill them with some Leo to capture some cold sprouses, nigga. Where we, Rocky, ASAP, Golf Boy, where we at, nigga, in Perry.
Fuck clothes, I cop pieces. Couple dots for me and them hoes like divas. Got my Vans on, but they look like sneakers. Flipped a couple packs, bass guard in the speakers. Bass all in the speakers. In the field like baseball, play ball, face wall when polices come. I don't rock Chanel, I rock Chanel. I know this ain't a purse, it's a statue. Bless at you. Nah, I ain't sneeze, but if niggas want steam or smoke, bet I match you. Got a bullet with your name on the barrel. If hollows don't clip, you get nipped like it's cat food. That dude, when I die, I gotta make the statue. Bad attitude, this ain't a purse, this a statue. Go to any nigga with money up in my bracket. Then I think about the state of rapping. All the freshmen in the classes, all the super seniors mumbling and rambling. Mumbling and rapping, mumble rapping. I find it hard to find actual talent. I find it hard to find an actual challenge. I'm like Shabazz Palaces, last acid hit. Elaborate, rap labs, labyrinth. Word to Kodak's, Black's, Lazarus. Call drops Ayo, on the album skits.
I'm the channel that you watch, I'm the ammo on the Glock. Weird nigga full suit with the sandals and the socks. Stop. And based on my neck, boy, you would think I hate glass homes where I'm handling the rocks. Who cast the first stone? Bitch, it's me, fuck you thought. Real grunge, nigga, I ain't got a flannel as the top. And I'm picking up guitar. Still, nigga, bum niggas wish they could make a garden shed. But they sleeping on me, man, like they arm is dead. I'm a wild nigga, boy, and you farmer bred. Born, you ain't animal, you all corn. Yo! What up, nigga? You're a mean one. You really aren't here. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an ear. Mr. Grinch, you're a bad banana.
Mr. Grinch,
with the greasy black peel. You're a vile one. Smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile.
Mr. Grinch, you're a flower. Friends, you don't have none.
I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a monster. Your heart's an empty hole.
Smiles,
homie, I turn up, frown. Autumn decoration, I count down. You can ask Max, I don't play around. Ayo. Who is this mean fellow with his skin all green and his teeth all yellow? What you so mad for? Halloween, come around and we ain't knocking at your door, man. This mean fella with his skin all green and his teeth all yellow. What you so mad for? Halloween come around and we ain't knocking at your door.
your heart, but who you gonna give it to? I'm sure there's lots of guys that you see, but I swear they're not as cool
as me. As me.
Girl, I could take you where you wanna go. If you wanna ride, we could watch a movie at the beach or just chill and get high. And we can do whatever you wanna do. Ooh, oh, 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 baby, I want some of your love.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, we're back. You just heard Sprawl 2, Mountains Beyond Mountains by Arcade Fire. And then two new Tyler, the Creator songs. One, Potato Salad, featuring who?
A$AP Rocky.
And then, You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, by Tyler, the Creator, for the new Grinch movie.
Love that. I think the first time that I heard it, I was like, oh my god. And then the second time, I was like, oh my god.
It's honestly like a yeah. bop. Like,
it really is.
Like, wow, like, wow. I'm
the first
impressed,
time I heard
Tyler.
It, I was like really against it. Cause like, oh my god, I love The Grinch. I feel like The Grinch is like, it might be
well,
my
I hate any like remake of
yeah,
Grinch.
Okay, that's
like, the
thing.
The
yeah.
original Grinch is so good, like, and sweet, and like, you turn it into
yeah.
like consumerism. I don't know.
Okay. yeah, no.
Just like, just. It's so annoying.
I agree. No, I love The Grinch, though. I think The Grinch, Rudolph, Elf, favorite Christmas movies. Okay, I have a question
for
you.
The Year Without a Santa Claus?
What?
The Year Without a Santa Claus?
Okay, no. Not a fan of that one. That one's the scary one, right? That's the one with the winter guy and the summer guy.
Yeah, exactly. I'm Mr. Heat
White
Miser.
Christmas.
I'm
no.
Mr. Sun.
Mr. Snow or whatever.
I'm Mr. Heat Blister. I'm Mr. 101. I love that movie
because I've
songs.
Seen it only like once.
I literally learned to play the trombone because I wanted to play those songs on trombone.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I mean, I like had other motivations, but I was so excited to learn those songs on yeah. trombone because it's like boom, 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 boom. Anyway, I'm sure Natalie, if you're listening, you agree with me. I don't know why, but I have a feeling that you do.
Wait, I also love the one. Oh my god, what's the other one? The one that's about like the story of Santa Claus. It honestly might be called
yeah.
The Story of Santa Claus.
No, it's
no,
not.
It's like.
It's like
and it's another claymation one.
Yeah, it's Kris Kringle and his
yeah,
squad.
That
and
one. And it's like 1 foot in front of the
other.
Oh my god.
Soon you'll be walking
out.
I'm
so excited to watch like old Christmas movies. Okay, yeah. So this is something that I've been thinking about a lot lately. When does the Christmas season start? Or like the holiday season in general? Like, is
like,
it post Halloween? Is it post Thanksgiving?
I don't know. I'm
this
never
is
one
very
to like.
Contentious.
I'm not one to have preemptive holiday cheer.
Yeah.
Like.
See, I'm here. Like, I agree with that.
Like, I think this. It's this. Also, okay, wait. Also, the last song I listened to was "Sung" by Steve Lacy, but that's a side note. We're into talking about the holidays now, so I think that, like. The thing about Christmas in Vermont is, like, ideally it's snowing.
Yeah.
But, like, you really, really hope it's gonna snow, but, like, usually it doesn't. But, like, it's hard for me to start being Christmassy before it snows. Because it's not like
yeah, no,
there's never any snow before Christmas. It'll snow and then melt snow. So, like,
yeah.
when the first, like, permanent snow comes along and there's, like, a good inch of snow on the ground, even if it melts, like, that's when I'm like, oof. Like... Yeah. Walking around the Christmas tree, like
oh yeah,
I don't know.
Oh my gosh, a really great okay, two really great developments. I found out that I was looking through like all these like old records in like my parents' house, and I found this record that was like Disco Christmas, and it's like so funny. Like, it's honestly just like the funniest record ever. But also, then I was looking into this. Did you know that Earth, Wind, and Fire has
a Christmas album? Yes!
Wait, have we talked about this?
Oh my god, I think this is so funny. And they're like,
and there's,
you remember?
The song, yeah, the song's
the
September.
The 24th night of December.
Yeah. And I'm like, they remade the song September to be called December on this Christmas album, and it's about Christmas Eve. And it's just like,
Santa Claus is coming to town. That's what it's called.
That's the one. Okay, that's the one.
The trifecta is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, The Year Without a Santa Claus, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Like, I agree.
That's the trifecta right there.
We also love
1964, 1970, 1974.
Elf is such a good movie.
Yeah. If we're going with like recent Christmas movies. Oh, and also the fourth addition to the trifecta is Frosty the Snowman from 1969, that version, not the 2005 version.
Okay. Also, what's your favorite?
The Snowman. Let's not forget about The Snowman. Like, ooh, like flying over.
Isn't that like the horror movie that no one saw?
It's so sweet. It's so sweet. It's like 30 minutes long, and it's like,
oh, I know. Okay, wait. And he doesn't have like three snowballs as a body. He just has a head and a giant snowball body. That confused me so much. Yeah. Wait, I know this. Wait, no. Okay, I remember being so confused by this movie because the stereotypical snowman has like a head, a torso, and a base. Like, he has three snowballs, but the snowman in this movie only had two. Like, he just had a head and a giant base.
I'm just gonna play the music to the snowman in the background while we talk.
I love that song. Wait, that's like such a beautiful Christmas song. I definitely sang that in like chorus in like middle school.
Oh, that's a good one.
It was a really,
we were singing
really
like
beautiful
country songs. We've definitely talked about this. Jesse J and Justin Aldean.
Love that.
Meanwhile, that. Gerard was singing da 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 da.
Wait, what? Okay, yeah. So what would you say is your favorite, like, non-Christmas movie? Like, a movie that, like, you know how people say, like, oh, Die Hard is, like, a Christmas movie? Or, like,
what?
Yeah. Like, that's basically the only like, like, how people, like, there's, like, movies that take place, like, around Christmas that aren't really, like, Christmas movies. Or, like, holiday movies.
Well,
like, Home Alone, kind of. Although that's more, like, holiday.
Okay, well, like, the movies that, like, I would watch at home around Christmas time were always, It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I know, it's, like, it's the Christmas movie.
TBH, so, I saw that for, like, the first time, like,
really?
2 years ago.
So, I mean, yeah. It's a Wonderful Life, Mimi in St. Louis.
I love that movie.
Mimi in St. Louis.
Wait, I love that movie so much.
We should play Judy Garland. Just
we should. We really
her
should.
Her version of what's that song?
Oh my
song?
God! I'm
Pretty
so happy
Little
you saw that.
Chris. Pretty Little.
Merry Little Christmas.
Merry Little Christmas.
So many people don't know that came from that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
When she's like looking out the window. Oh my god.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's so great. We used to watch Holiday Inn.
I don't know.
Which I wasn't like a huge fan of, but like my sister really liked it. Yeah. Oh, we should do a PSA.
Natalie's never seen It's a Wonderful Life. She just texted me.
Honestly, like, yeah, I mean, I didn't see it until like pretty
recently. Wait, Natalie, have you seen Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas? We're gonna get the text update from her.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Or, well,
Mimi in St. Louis.
Mimi in St. Louis, and it has a song,
yeah,
Merry Little Christmas, in.
It also has, oh my god, it has so many good songs in it.
Yeah, it does.
It's Mimi in St. Louis, which is a great song.
And the trolley one.
The trolley one, when they're all in, like, the trolley.
Honestly, just,
I Hate Basketball. Wow.
What?
That's one of the songs.
No, Natalie has never seen that movie, which we're gonna watch.
Okay, that's a really, like, we should
We're just gonna
movie.
Watch. We gotta watch so many Judy Garland
movies. We should
movies.
Watch like more like movie musicals.
Easter Parade. Easter Parade.
Oh my god, I never knew that you were like into like movie musicals. That's so funny.
I know
funny.
All the old movies. TMC, did you watch TMC?
Yeah, oh my god, all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Oh, we know this.
We
An
know
American
this.
In Paris. What are your thoughts on that?
I have not seen that one.
Okay, I've only seen it once, and I was like singing the rain so much better. So it's like,
so it's irrelevant.
Anyways, PSA time.
Okay, PSA.
So, my mic is on.
Yes.
Love that.
Just get closer.
Okay,
to
cool.
It.
So we are going to do the. Should we do the classic Don't Drink and Drive PSA?
Sure.
Okay. On February 9th, 2014, a drunk driver headed the wrong way down a Southern California freeway, crashed and killed 6 people, including her own sister. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thanks, Gerard.
Yeah. So, what else have we got? Oh, what TV shows have we been watching? We like.
Oh, true. I've been watching the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, the Teenage Witch. It's on Netflix, and it's featuring Kiernan Shipka, who is from Mad Men, and it's really fun. I was just watching it at first because it was her, and I was like, oh, I like her. But now I'm watching it because it got me hooked. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, I definitely saw it on, like, the, like, suggested for you, and I was like, oh my god, that's the girl from Mad Men.
Yeah, exactly. It's Sally Draper.
She looks, like, kind of the same.
Yep.
How old is she? Is she, like,
she's
our age?
She's, like, a few days younger than me.
Okay, we watch, okay, this is actually really funny. In film, we're on our, like, television unit, and we watch an episode of Mad Men and an episode of NCIS, but the episode of Mad Men that we watched was literally, like, dead center of, like, the series.
Really?
And it was, like, such a spoiler episode. It's the episode when they get divorced. And
what?
Everyone
really?
Was, like,
that's, like, not even that good of an episode.
It's such a good episode.
Wait, really?
The one, yeah, where JFK dies.
Oh, that is a good episode. You're right.
And,
they're all good. What am I kidding myself?
And, like, yeah. No, and, like, everyone in the audience was, like, watching Mad Men. Or, like, a bunch of them were watching Mad Men. And they were, like, I'm only on season one. Like, why are we watching this? But then the funniest thing is, like, Mad Men is, like, obviously, like, a serial, like, show. Like, you kind of have to, like, watch, like, every episode in order.
Right.
And then we watched the pilot of NCIS, which is, like, the opposite. Like, you don't have to watch NCIS. I guess in order. It was really
hilarious.
Funny. Yeah. No, we read this like article or like essay about that episode of Mad Men.
But like Mad Men really does get better. Like, I don't know. I feel like
season
if you're
one of Mad Men was so boring.
Did get better.
Honestly,
like season three, they hit their stride.
Wait, on like if we're being totally honest about Mad Men, it's boring throughout, but like in a beautiful way. Like in a really like amazing way. I love Mad Men. I've been watching The Good Place.
Oh yeah, I love The Good Place.
Okay, yeah. So
only seen the first season.
I knew, like, kind of spoiler alert, but also not. Like, I knew that there was a spoiler at the end of season one, and I knew what it was, but I honestly had no idea like how it was gonna pan out until like the last episode of season one.
Yeah,
like,
they did a good
what?
Job.
Like, even then, it was like I don't get it. Wait,
surprised.
What? Yeah, season two was like kind of whack. I don't know whether I'm, like, here for it.
My favorite part about The Good Place was it was, like, kind of a normal, like, kind of, like, whatever show. And then there's, like, giraffes in the sky and, like, giant bugs flying around. And I'm like, okay, they went for it. Like,
they really did. They
went really
for it.
Went all the way. And I really appreciated it.
And BC went all the way.
Yeah.
I think, like,
also,
I'm
Ted Danson. Love Ted Danson.
I love Ted Danson. Is so funny. And
have you watched the Ted Danson Jason Schwartzman, Zach Galifianakis show, Bored to Death? You would love that show.
No, okay, but I've heard that it's really good.
You would love that show.
Wait,
also,
really
anyone who's listening would love that show because it's like so funny.
Also, Ted Danson on Curb Your Enthusiasm, like one of the best like characters. I love that show so much. All
right, we should probably get back to music because we've been talking for like 15 minutes.
We really have. It's like the longest that we've talked on the show. Okay, we're gonna listen to some Young Thug. Elton John. Young Thug and Elton John, honestly, like the duet for the century.
And then make some Radiohead just to spice it up.
Yeah, we should do that. Okay, so this is High featuring Elton John.
Thank you. my brother. Chanel bag for my love. Put old nigga those suckers. They telling on one another. I want a train, let run a train. If she want bang, just let her bang. He said he bleeding with a stain. My bitch at the top of food chains. They local, I don't even know the name. I've been friends since a kid, ain't never played. I just picked up a back in Rotterdam. I'ma whip out the Mac and pop your brain. I do what I want and shout it can't. I do what I feel and shout it can't. I'm digging, I digging, shout it lame. And all of the bitches say they dig that. From Maine way to Spain. All I got is some chicken for the thots. I take on like a plane. And I'm gonna be. Like a rocket man, yeah, like a rocket man, yeah. I'm a rocket man. On a private honor, I'm a rocket launcher. It gotta be the pride of something. I bought that Maddie stumbling. I stumble up on a mill. I stumble up on a million five. I spent a fortune on double seals. If I tell you the numbers, you probably cry. If I tell you you're faking, you probably die. These days, if he say that he hit, then he probably lied. If you say you got wings and some fish, then you probably fried. Got my carrots out of Bunny Clyde. She let me back in like she never cried. She let me back in like I never lied. I look like a cat with 11 lives. I really kiss shit, you can ask a fly. I'm steady chasing like I'm never tired. I'm living scary like 100 highs. La mama says I can put a fly.
I'm a rocket man.
I'm a rocket man.
Between the nose.
do 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was you held my hand, warm like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand, grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I did not know what year it was, life was no prize. I wanted love and there it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise. Time it is now.
You just heard Hi from Young Thug featuring Elton John. Jigsaw Falling Into Place by Radiohead. Is It Midnight by Fleetwood Mac. Holland 1945 from Neutral Milk Hotel. And I Didn't Know What Time It Was from Cecile McLaurin Savant.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah, it's been a pretty chill, nice show. We had a good like talk radio session.
Yeah,
in there
we definitely had like an intermission.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
we're gonna finish it off here. This episode, the first episode of A Concept in November 2018.
Wow, you've been listening. We're making history.
Yeah we are truly making history.
Yeah.
We're making history every second of our lives, Gerard.
Oh my god.
Wow. Anyway, this is A Concept, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
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 This is Gerard.
This is Lily.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening.
Yeah.
We will see you next week.
Here's some Frankie.
Song wasn't the single, but you weren't either. Living in Ladera Heights, the Black Beverly Hills, domesticated paradise, palm trees and pools. The water's blue, swallow the pill, keeping it surreal. Whatever you like, whatever feels good. Whatever takes your mind tonight, keeping it surreal. Not sugar free, my TV ain't HD, that's too real. Grapevine, mango, peaches and lime. Sweet life, sweet life, sweet life. Sweet life, sweet life. Sweet, 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 sweet life.